28, 19 to 20, Jesus gave each of us our mission, the Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. These days certainly match scripture descriptions of latter times that Jesus gave us in Matthew 24. Yet it's a time to enjoy serving God with the mission that He gave to us. Words in Matthew 28 give us the same mission field that He gave to Paul through a vision in Acts 26. Rise up, stand up. I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I have yet to reveal to you. I send you to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, to be among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
Thank you.
You are my witnesses, says the Lord God Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Ezekiel 33 and Matthew 28, comfort from God. God says, go tell, not go convince. The only failure is refusing to go tell them. God even helps us to go tell people His truth. Jesus said, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. John 14, 26. Don't be afraid to stand and speak up with God's truth. He will help you.